Welcome to Fresh from the Field Fridays by the Produce Industry Podcast, your weekly download on supply trends, category updates, brand awareness, and what's hot in the market. Join us each week from San Francisco Bay, California, as we cover all aspects of the produce supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Dan, the Produce Man.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Fresh from the Field Fridays on this lovely, lovely Friday. And Dan, the Produce Man, here along with Ron Pelger. And today's Fresh from the Field Fridays is brought to you by the Produce Industry Podcast and sponsored by Buck, Naked Onions, Equifruit, the only banana you should buy, Sunrays Snack with Impact. Oh, and real quick, folks, I just want to let you know that Bell Harvest plants, grows, harvests, and delivers healthy, flavorful food to families and communities and the world. That's right. Bell Harvest apple varieties include Sweet Tango, Evercrisp, Smitten, Topaz, Fuji, Gala, and Honeycrisp apples, so much more. Visit bellharvest.com and get a hold of Bell Harvest today and get these beautiful apples right in front of you into your stores and into your suppliers. All right, folks, Ron Pelger is here with me. So, Ron, it's good to have you again, buddy.
I'm back.
Yes, folks, he's back.
I'm ready to talk to you about my favorite 20 words that get fast attention.
Okay, 20 words that gets fast attention. These are Ron's 20 words. He owns these words. He's got a patent on them, a copyright, so you can't use these words.
That's not true.
Well, you know, I tried.
It's the English language, and anybody can use those words. They're just words that I, you know, kind of collected over the years that seem to get fast attention, not me to somebody only, but to somebody to me as well.
Okay, very good. And you were a produce director for many years, so this is good information for folks out there trying to get the attention of a produce director as well.
That's correct. That's right. And we'll start with the first one if you want. And
the first word is profit.
That's right. We're going to talk about profit. That's the most important word in my industry vocabulary. And I always say profit is not a dirty word. I feel you should make as much profit as you can, as long as it's legal and moral.
That's right.
Profit's a magic word in the ears of the executives and buyers. Dan, when sales rep used to call on me, I'd get some that would say, well, Ron, we got these apples, and, you know, and they'll go on and on. But when a rep came in and said, hey, Ron, we got these apples, and we can make a lot of profit for you, then my ears would pop up. So the word profit, I think every sales rep should use when they call on a buyer or a produce director. And so that leads me to the next word, which is money.
Mm-hmm.
I think money, everybody's interested in money and they want to have as much as they can get. I know I want to get my hands on them.
Well, sure, we all do.
So I would say one of the attention getters is for a rep that called on me and they say, this can mean money in your company's pocket. Whenever I heard money and profit, those are the two things that always caught my interest to give a person more than the 10-minute limit that I always had selling it.
Sure.
I always told sales reps that before you come in to call on me and tell me about your product, do your homework. Mm-hmm. Number one, you have 10 minutes to sell me. You can't sell me your item in 10 minutes. You got a lousy item. And that's what I used to always say. So keep that in mind. The next word is big. It's a big word. Everybody likes it. Free.
Yes, of course.
This is the most attention-getting word in the whole world.
I bet.
People like something for nothing, you know? Give me something for nothing. Oh, this won't cost you anything. So just say free to me, and all the produce managers' eyes will look your way. So free is a big word. And, you know, I used to have good ad programs. Once a month, I would do buy one, get one free ad.
Yes.
And I put about 10 to 15 items in the ad. And I mean, we made a ton of profit doing that. But what it did was it brought a lot of customers into the store for other items, grocery, exactly, meat, you know, and so on.
Sure.
So wherever you could use the word free, that works good in ads. But make sure it's actually free. The other word is help.
Hmm. Okay.
And that's what we need today. A lot of directors, produce managers, companies,
stores
are having a hard
departments.
They're having a hard time getting help.
Yes.
You know, just asked the produce manager the other day, said, you know that girl you told me about, and she really hustles and all, and you don't have to tell her what to do. She just goes there and fills up this place. I haven't seen her. Is she still here? And surprisingly, he said yes.
Oh.
So what he's doing is he gives her weekends off just to keep her.
Sure,
because
sure.
Because a good worker. So anyway, decision makers, they have to make their budgets. I always had to make my budget. So whenever I heard a sales rep tell me, we can help you, that word help was very important to me. So move on to the next word, and it's can.
Oh, yes.
Yes, we can. I once had a meeting. Every August, I used to have a meeting with all my merchandisers in a hotel room, and we would do our business for the first half, and the second half, I'd invite sales reps in, and they would bring samples and show us what they have. Well, there was two fellas that came in to sell us fruit baskets for the holidays. I mean, make fruit baskets at the store level. That's what we did there. Then we went to outsourcing. But they showed us the baskets. They showed us the cellophane wrap. They showed us the ribbons and tags, things like that. So I'm thinking there, wait a minute. I said, how about you fellas making a kit, like putting 12 baskets in a box? Put the cellophane in the box, and I don't want ribbons. I want bows already made, and put the tags in there. And you know what they said? And can also mean the opposite. They said, I don't know if we can do that.
Oh, my gosh.
And I said, well, next.
Yeah, because you were giving them something that not only they could do for you, but all the other stores that they serviced as well. Wow, they shot themselves in the foot with that one.
Well, I always looked at, you know, with labor the way it is, was and is, I always wanted to find items that can be source packed, and all the produce manager had to do in his crew, open the box and put it up. So if they get all those materials in the box, then they wouldn't have to order more cellophane, more ribbons, you know, and all that.
Yeah, have a bunch left over that you got to store for next year. And then when the next year comes around, oh, where did I put that? That makes perfect sense.
And after a couple of years, then I started requesting and going to companies that made fruit baskets, outsourced them.
Yeah.
So that they came into the stores already made up, and C&S Wholesale used to do that for us. And it made life easy.
Sure.
Easier in the store.
Absolutely.
The other word is guarantee.
Guarantee,
you know,
yes.
We buy cars and they say, well, we're going to guarantee a warranty. Well, okay, fine. Nobody wants to make a mistake. The guarantee becomes kind of a safety net, and it encouraged people like me as a former director to feel a lot more comfortable, you know? I want some kind of guarantee. I know we can't, you know, we used to get these shippers in, like, say, garden seeds, you know?
Yes.
I hated those darn things because they could inventory all those seeds. So anyway, in the sales reps used to say, well, Ron, this is a guaranteed sale. Well, you know what? Nothing's a guaranteed sale till it's sold.
Darn right. It's exactly. Until then, it's taking up shelf space.
The guarantee I look for, always did, was guarantee me that you're going to come up with the product, number one, and guarantee me that it's going to be the quality that you say it is.
Yes.
And the delivery schedule that you're telling me, you know. So that's the guarantee.
Sure.
The other word is proven.
Yeah, this one here is one of my favorites, proven.
Yeah, I don't want to be the white mouse in a laboratory. Don't experiment with me. Come to me if you want to sell me a program. Tell me what the program is. And then also tell me who else has used your program. Did it work? Show me some numbers.
Yeah, what are the successes of this thing?
Yeah, when I get the numbers and it looks, hey, you know what? This looks good. I think we should try this. So if it's been proven, I'm all for it. Next word is two words, easy, simple.
Oh, yes, we do love that at times.
When new products come out, new packaging items, make it easy on us. Make it simple. All I want to do is order truckloads of your product. When it comes in, we don't want to process it. We want to put it up. So that's why, going back to a couple items, I had an Apple salesman come in one day and he wanted to sell me apples. And he said, and Mr. Pelger, we're going to put tote bags in the box so your guys can make these 5-pound tote bags. And I said, no, you're not. And he looked at me, what? I said, you're going to put the apples yes. in the bags. And pack them 8 or 10 or whatever fits in your box, ship them to us, and all I want the produce manager to do is open the box and put them up, and that's it.
There you go, and folks. So, that is a typical Ron Pelger demand from the vendor. Yes, and giving them ideas at the same time.
Absolutely. You know, quality, there's a big word.
Oh, quality, yes, it is.
There's nothing like buying the best and getting a with a value, of course, and getting something out of it. You know, I don't want to cut open a cantaloupe and it's mostly seeds and no flesh or hardly a flesh. I want the quality of a product. And I think customers want that more than even I do.
You know, or we.
So it's something that is enduring and can last, not that you have to use it up right away, you know.
Sure.
And the next one is health. This is a very big word now in our produce industry because we're saying that fruit and vegetables is like a prescription, like a doctor's prescription.
Yes.
And very healthy for you. So when you show how the nutritional value of your product can help customers, people listen. I'll listen as a director.
Sure. Absolutely. People are looking for the magic pill, but you know, folks, there isn't one. You have to do it yourself. And hey, produce folks in your produce department are there to help you. So that's 10 of 20 words that get fast attention from Ron Pelger. We have to roll through these quickly for the sake of time. Maybe in the future, we'll get into some of these in a little more detail. We're going to take a quick break and hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back with the other 10 right after this. Don't go away.
In the morning, I always pour a cup of coffee and grab a banana. Before Equifruit, I never thought twice about how my banana was farmed. And now that I'm a banana badass, I care about fair trade, which ensures fair pay, gender equity, and safe working conditions. This is why Equifruit is the only banana you should buy.
Everyone, we have an APB out on a buck naked onion. This onion is produced by Owyhee Produce, so we have to be on the lookout. Whether you're a retailer, food service distributor, or a wholesaler, this onion is whole, it's hearted, and it's a buck naked, everyone. To all you civilians out there, please, let's catch this buck naked onion.
I love grapes. Whoa, what's this? Dude, that's a snack with impact.
Wait, what?
You know, sun rays. They are the snack with impact. All their grapes and mandarins are certified, sustainably grown, so you know the planet and people are being taken care of. And they make a donation to save the children with every package packed so kids can thrive around the world.
No way. So every time I have Sunray's grape or mandarin, I'm making the world a better place?
Duh. That's why they call it the snack with impact.
All right, folks, 20 words that get fast attention. Ron Pelger is here with me today on Fresh from the Field Fridays. We heard the first 10 before the break. Now we're going to get into the second 10, the other half. So, Ron, take it away.
Well, we'll start here in the next 10 with the word shoot, you. You, meaning you or me. I always go back to sales reps because they're important to me. They always were, and I always liked a person coming in wanting to sell me something and was very dramatic about it and honest and sincere. When they came in and say, well, we could do this for your people in the store. We can do this for... When they said an opportunity for you to increase sales, because, and it's not all about me as a director, but it's my responsibility to oversee the whole operation. So when they say you, it means they care about me making my budget, and that's the most important thing. So you is a big word, and it should be directed at the person who's has that responsibility to increase those sales.
Sure.
The next word is save. Everybody wants to save something. They want to save money, most of all.
Yes.
And
time and money.
They need to get the attention by showing them how to save for both my company and your company as a representative. So we want to save money. Every time we sit in a meeting, we talk about, well, we need to save money here. We need to cut this. We need to adjust that. You know.
Yeah. Meetings.
And the first one that comes up, cut the labor. So save is good. It could always not be so good sometime, you know, when you say cut the labor. But anyway, next word, now.
Yeah,
today. I always said that yesterday is gone and tomorrow's not here yet. I'm interested in what are you going to do for us today?
Yes.
Today is where I'm at in trying to do my job, fighting off all the negative, you know. But if you tell a person they can do something right now or today, I think you'll get the attention fast.
Sure.
For example, try saying, if you were to display our product in your produce departments right now, you'd see increased sales today.
Ooh, yes.
So now and today is what we like to hear because, hey, I don't have a lot of time. I got to make this profit now. I got to get these sales. So I can't look at, well, in 2 weeks, you will show a real good result. No, I can't wait that long. I got to have it today. So now and today, those are two important words. Here's the next one, new. And there's something I want to mention on this one about the word new. Anything that's labeled new or improved isn't. I say that because...
Well, the packaging is.
I say that because I had to think about this one, you know, before
sure.
I... anything. Well, with the label, you know, I was in a store the other day. I'm a single guy. I'm widowed. So I don't cook. And I don't know how to cook. And I don't want to learn how to cook.
Sure.
So I buy a lot of the frozen dinners, you know, like Stouffer's and that. So I was walking by the Stouffer's case. And I saw two different items that I haven't seen before. And it said, with a little sunburst in the top left-hand corner, it said, new. And I immediately, my eyes went to that.
Okay. What was new about it?
Well, I haven't tried it yet, Dan.
Oh. Okay. Well, you know, they have an extra piece of broccoli or, you know, or what?
Yeah, right. So that is what I'm getting at.
Okay.
So sometimes a package or a sales rep say, hey, this is a new item, Ron. What do you mean? It's another salad mix. You know? I used to be deluged with all these salad mixes, these different ones. I said, when is this going to stop? You know,
it's the dressings and the extra little packages of things that changes. It's not really the vegetables.
Well, you know,
vegetables.
The way I look at it is those labels that say new and improved or whatever, the label means the price went up.
Oh, yeah, right, right.
Now, if the label says all new, completely new or great new, it means the price went way, way up.
The greater the new, the greater the price, huh?
Yeah, so new is the word of the day there. Opportunity.
Hey, there's one.
An opportunity is a chance for something good to happen.
Absolutely.
And that's what I like. I like opportunities.
Yes, me too.
When you use the word, you imply that what you're saying will be highly favorable. If I was a salesman, I'd come into your office and I'd say, have I got opportunities for you? See, you're getting the opportunity.
Yeah.
You.
Wow.
And here's a new item. New. So opportunities are there. You know, you just have to consider them and put them to work for you. You know, next one is win. People don't like to lose. They like to win.
Absolutely.
Everybody wants to be a winner. So if you tell people how to win and you're guaranteed the product, it'll get their attention.
Sure. Absolutely.
Quick. Next one is yes.
All right.
I learned how to say no when I first got promoted as a 28-year-old director at one time. My president told me, young man, you go out there and I want you to remember one word. Don't be afraid to say no. And over the years, later years, when I got transferred, moved to other areas, I was in New England. I had three warehouses there to oversee and also a lot of stores in produce. So my boss came in one day and he said, see, the receptionist used to always tell the president, hey, you should lower the price on this. You should do that. Well, one day she said to the president, how come we don't have mushrooms in the ad for 99 cents on the front page? So he comes into my office and he says, how come we don't have mushrooms on the front page?
The receptionist is running the company. Yeah.
So at 99 cents, I said, you want 99 cents? He said, yeah. I said, no. That's when I first used that word.
Love it.
He said, you say no to me, the president? I said, yeah, I'm going to say no, and I'll tell you why. Number one, it's July. I'm not putting mushrooms on the front page. I'm putting grapes, melons,
right,
stone fruit. You know, I'm putting the items that mean summer, and that's what people want. I'll put the mushrooms on the inside of the ad, and I won't go 99. He said, oh, that's good. I said, I'll go $1.19. So it's either yes or no, though, when you're talking to a sales rep. I don't like sales reps that beat around the bush.
Jeez, me neither. I can't stand it.
And always get keep to the me point. Guessing. Yeah, right.
The fastest way to lose a sale, to me, when people try to sell me, is where they just wouldn't get to the point or answer the question that I ask and don't try and change the subject. Answer me.
What I used to hate, Dan, is, and I know that, you know, they got to get permission sometime to do something, but when it's within reason in your negotiating and dealing, I don't like the words, I'm not sure, no. I don't know, I can't say for sure, I never gave it a thought. Well, why wouldn't you? I mean, be ready, my friend. That's why I always told, I did not see every salesperson. I couldn't do it. There was too many. My assistant did that for me. But sure. I had like 8 companies or trade associations that I would make appointments to let them come in and talk to me. And they were the top 80% of my business. So, you know, I didn't have time for the little stuff. My assistant would do that. And every Friday he'd come in and give me a review and say, okay, do you want to put it in the ad? Yes, because it gets us allowance money, something like right. that. You know what I mean? So the word yes is people pay attention immediately when you hear, yes, yes, we could do that. What do you think, Dan?
I think that, well, yes, you're right. Yeah, yes, we can do that. But also, if you're completely just caught off guard by a question you can't answer, I would always, and you know, and it's going to happen sometimes. That's when you say, that's a great question. I'm going to look into that and get you the right specific information so that I'm on the same page with you. That way you're not saying, I don't know. Well, you know, because it does happen sometimes. You can go in there with every line, knowing everything about what you're going to go in and talk about. And then somebody at one of your meetings is going to just take something out of left field and throw it at you. And you have to be able to not look like a fool, but also be honest at the same time.
Yeah, that's right. I agree with you. Next word is deal.
What's that, Ron?
What's the deal?
Hey, there we go.
But deal.
Yes.
I mean, I always use automobile dealers, you know. You go in, you look at a car, you walk around it, you kick the tires and all that, and then salesperson comes over, and I would always ask, what's the deal on this car? I think that everybody looks for a deal. Most salespeople come in pretty well prepared, and they'll start to go over their items, and then they'll tell me about the advertising allowances, or if you reach a certain quota, we will lower the price by $0.50 a case, something like that. You know, to me, those are deals. And sure. I always wanted to hear about deals because I think that inside of the word deals is profit somewhere.
Sure.
And I always take advantage of that. Next word is safe. Today, we're concerned about being safe. We want our food safe.
Yep.
So I, as a director, want to be comfortable about a new item or any item that's being presented to me, knowing that it's going to be safe for the people. But we always had documents that suppliers had to sign so that if they had a problem with their, and it's traced back to them, our company can't get sued, you know.
Sure.
And I think every company does that. It's what is it? It's being safe.
Well, yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you tell me that your product is safe and you prove it to me, notice all these words coming up.
Yeah, yeah. Your words within words, yes.
And so anyway, if you tell me it's safe and you prove it to me and it is safe, I'm going to buy it.
Beautiful.
Last word, action.
Yeah, baby. That's the one.
All the words we went over here, we have to have action.
Absolutely.
Companies can ill afford to wait. I couldn't wait. If somebody told me, we'll get you fast action right away, I'm going to listen, and that's what I'm looking for. I don't want somebody saying, well, Ron, my boss is on vacation. When he gets back, I'll go over this with him, and I'll get back to you. So now I have to wait 2 weeks to find out an answer to sell your product. Come on, get out of here, buddy. Go away.
Yeah.
So
action, execution, follow through. I mean, you know, that's.
Remember those comic books called Action Comic Books?
I do. That's where Superman first appeared.
That's
right.
You
want to be Superman? Let's get some action going.
So that got action. So Dan, those are the 20 words that hopefully we went over and everybody understands where those words fit into our industry.
And folks, if you're a salesperson out there, a produce director, or you want to sell to a produce director, or just in sales, or again, as a director, I hope you really learned something today, took some notes, because this is good stuff. And Ron did this for many, many, many years and knows the ins and outs of it. Ron is a consultant and advisor and teacher in the fresh produce industry. He's a columnist with the Produce News and the Organic Produce Network's newspaper, or newsletter, I should say. So you can check Ron out. Just type in on the internet, Ron Pelger, and he'll pop up and be right there in front of your face.
I'll leave you with this, okay?
All right.
Just think about it. It's two words. If an item is advertised as under $50, you can bet it's not $19.95, okay?
That's right. Exactly. Very good. All right. Ron Pelger, thank you a lot for joining me today here on Fresh from the Field Fridays. We're going to have you back again to do some more of these fun things. All right, folks, be sure to check out the Produce Industry Podcast every Monday with Patrick Kelly, as well as the Produce Industry Show on YouTube. And the Produce Industry app. Get your press releases to that Produce Industry app, because we put them out there and we're not going to charge you a dime for it. So make sure you do that. Download that app now on your phone, on your tablet, on your smartwatch, wherever you can download an app to. Get the Produce Industry app. Hey, folks, the History of Produce series with John Papp. It's getting more and more exciting. And of course, Let's trot the globe with the Global Fresh Series with Juanita Gallo. It's all right here on the Produce Industry Podcast. And don't forget to check out my YouTube and Rumble channels called Dan the Produce Man. I just put up some great videos that I shot over at What a Tomato in San Francisco at the Produce Market. So be sure to check those out. And all my social media can be found at DanTheProduceMan.com. Until next week, this is Dan the Produce Man reminding you that it's always best when you get it fresh.
You've been listening to Fresh from the Field Fridays with Dan the Produce Man. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or Anchor to get fresh weekly episodes. For more, please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Produce Industry Podcast and at Dan the Produce Man. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.